These people support police officers, and they support police officers in their function of serving the public of Hertfordshire. Whilst the outsourcing, I'm sure they'll have guarantees that they'll be providing the same service that we currently get from those staff employed by the constabulary. And indeed, a lot of the staff would be transferred across from the constabulary to the firms. But the only thing you get for less is less. And our concern would be there's a profit element to be made by G4S, if it goes to G4S, and that money that should be used to protect the public of Hertfordshire will go to line the pockets of the owners of G4S.
Explain to me how that works. So what we're hearing is that police staff, people that are government employees who are the police, are going to lose their jobs. But you say that by outsourcing to a private firm, these people could still have a job. How does that work?
How it works is that that G4S will get the contract. They have to employ people. They haven't got enough staff at the moment to provide the services that are provided by the police staff currently. There are regulations that require them to offer roles to those police staff, but on different contracts and under different terms. And those people won't be employed by Hertfordshire Constabulary anymore. They'll be employed by G4S. So it's hopefully the police staff, the vast majority won't lose their jobs, but they'll be employed by a different firm. And of course, that firm is there to make money. Hertfordshire Constabulary, their current employers, doesn't exist to make money. It exists to deliver a service to the public.
So if you could just explain to me then, they'll be employed still, possibly that's an option, but on terms that would be different. So talk to me about, if we were talking about one particular individual, talk to me about the fairness involved in the situation that they're in at the moment and what they could be facing in the future.
The issue will be for those individuals that they're currently employed under national conditions that are negotiated nationally, under when they move to a new contract with G4S that won't be nationally negotiated, and whoever the firm is will be able to change that contract, probably for less money. And so we'll end up with less police staff doing more and getting paid less for it, and because G4S have to make a profit somewhere.
Are there data assurance and are there integrity issues here where the police are in-house handling data, which involves investigations and all sorts of things that it's the support basically for the frontline policing. So there are sensitive things being dealt with. Do you have concerns with this moving elsewhere?
Of course, as soon as you involve data, is the best way to protect data is to reduce or minimise the number of people that have access to it. And when you move it into access with private companies, then obviously there are concerns that we don't know everybody who works for that company. I'm sure there'll be assurances and things written into the contract to protect that, but it's a greater risk without a shadow of a doubt. The government keeps saying we're all in this together and we have to take our fair share. Our position is the police service is taking far, far more than its fair share. These proposals and where the cuts are pushing the force are towards an ideological position of policing for profit. We don't want policing for profit, we want policing for the public. But the Chief Constable is doing the best he can with the resources that he has, and he's forced into this position. Unison, who are the union that represent police staff, I know have made representations. And we're in line with Unison. We have concerns that we work hand in hand with police staff. We're all employed by Hertfordshire Constabulary, and everybody has a sense of delivering a service for the public of Hertfordshire. Once you bring in a private firm, there will be all sorts of issues in relation to what the contracts allow, cross-charging. We don't believe that the savings will be realised necessarily that they expect to realise. We'd much rather try and be more efficient in-house than give it out to a private firm.